David Hogg survived the Parkland school shooting in February, and last night he spoke to an audience at Southern Connecticut State University. It's one of many speaking engagements he's done since the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting. And as Ryan Lindsay reports, it's part of a demanding new lifestyle that he's adjusting to and still trying to figure out.
18-year-old David Hogg is jet-lagged. He'd just flown from Florida to Connecticut, and before Florida, he was in Cape Town, South Africa, accepting the International Children's Peace Prize with other student activists for their work addressing gun violence.
I can't wait to go to college next year and get kind of a normal life, at least to some extent, where I have at least some form of routine and on a weekly basis where I'm expected to show up like somewhere at the same time every day and not get on a flight and go some random place and meet hundreds of people I've never met before.
Hogg said he came to speak about civic engagement and creating movements, but talking about gun violence was unavoidable.
We aren't anti-gun or pro-gun. We're pro-people not dying. That's what we're advocating for, is funding research. Fundamental things that we should have already been doing way before the shooting at our high school and way before any other shooting to happen.
When Hogg says we, he's talking about members of March for Our Lives, the nonprofit named after the march that drew hundreds of thousands to Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Hogg and other survivors have gone on tours speaking out against gun violence and encouraging people to vote. They've been criticized and threatened.
People forget the times where me and my friends have been swatted and plotted assassination attempts. People forget that we are young people that are simply trying to end gun violence in America, and it's okay to have a political difference. It's not okay to try to kill children that are trying to change the world, though.
Hogg remembers being in middle school when the Sandy Hook shooting happened. He says dealing with the trauma of surviving a shooting is hard, but he keeps fighting in hopes that more people won't have to experience gun violence. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.